grabbing some coffee. Thank you. Hello, everybody. This is Albert Brooks, and I'm real happy to be here. Don't ask me how it happened, why I'm in this town. It's a long story. But anyway, they said, would you come down to the station, take some calls? I said, you got it. So call in, we'll chat, and have some fun. What do I do? Line one it is. Let's go. Hello, this is Albert Brooks.
The woman that called in earlier college.
No, wait.
I'm so sick of that. Save the trees. What are you going to build your house out of? Meat?
No, sir. This is Albert Brooks. I don't know what call you're referring to.
What the hell is going...
Okay, fine. Let's go to line two
You can hear him talking.
Hello, this is Albert Brooks.
Hey, come over here. You can hear
put down the phone. No, come back, please. Come on the air. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. You're too much. We're big fans of yours.
Oh, thank you very much. What's on your mind?
Listen, I got a joke for you.
Shoot.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. One of these good news, bad news jokes.
Oh, okay.
All right, now you play a part in it, too.
Right.
I'm going to say to you, Al, I got some good news and bad news.
Right, and I'll say...
My name's Tom. Yeah. You say, Tom, give me the bad news.
All right.
And then I'll give you the bad news, and then you say, give me the good news.
Fine. Okay,
all
Tom,
right?
Give me the bad news.
What?
What's the bad news?
Oh, I didn't know we were starting.
Yeah.
I've got to start.
All right.
Al,
I
got some good news and bad news for you.
Okay, Tom.
Yeah?
Give me the bad news.
All right, Al. The bad news is I haven't got any good news for you.
Uh-oh. What's the good news, Tom?
Well, the good news, Al, that's all the bad news I got.
Oh, great.
A little different, isn't it?
Certainly
is.
That's
a switch.
It is a switch. Let's both laugh at it.
Sure.
All right? Thanks, Tom.
All right.
All right, let's go on line three. Hello. Oh, my, listen. That's interesting. Hello.
I play 11 other instruments.
Very good.
Goodbye.
All right. Goodbye. Let's go to line three. Hello.
Oh, yeah. Albert Brooks.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, nice to talk to you. Listen, I'm a disc jockey here in town.
Uh-huh.
And on the side, I'm in the kind of a comedy bag.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you a few questions. Pick your brain.
All right. Be careful.
Oh, for sure. All right. How important is the element of surprise in comedy?
That's about the stupidest question I've ever heard. What kind of a moron are you?
Hey. Watch it, will you?
No, you see, I was just surprising you.
Surprising me. I get it. I see what you did. You turned it around.
That's right.
All right.
Yeah.
What about delivery?
Well, I think you can pick it up yourself, can't you?
All right, I guess I could, but what if you're a two-man team? Each guy pick up half of it?
Mm-hmm.
Pick up half of it.
Writing?
I'm writing.
All right.
All right, finally, one last question.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, how important is writing your own material?
Well, I think it's very important.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you think funny?
I'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think funny, but I am funny.
Are you really funny?
Really funny.
Well, I'd say you're all right then. Just do the best you can.
Best you can.
Mm-hmm.
Out of sight.
Thank
you. Hey, drive carefully, huh?
I will. All right, let's move on. I think this is line two flashing. Hello, you're on the air.
I don't think funny, but I am.
Turn your radio down.
Are you really funny?
Turn your radio down.
Hello.
Hello.
Just do the best you can.
Turn
Albert.
Your. Hello.
Hello.
Turn your radio down.
Right, let's move on. I think this is
hello.
Yes. Okay.
Hello.
Let's
you're
move on.
Air.
Hello. This is Albert Brooks.
Hello, Albert.
I know that voice.
Bud Harper.
Yes, Cheryl's dad.
Right.
Hey, Bud. How are you?
Fine. How's by you?
Oh, great. Hey, I got to explain to the audience.
Yeah.
I was performing here about 2 years ago,
yeah.
And Cheryl was a girl like many do that came backstage, and we went back to the hotel.
Yeah.
And I want to tell you, that girl can make love.
Well, thank you.
Woo!
Isn't she something?
You bet. Hey, how's she doing?
Oh, great. She's all excited. The Letterman is supposed to be coming through here.
Oh, well, listen, tell her I said hello,
hello?
Huh? And
right.
I miss all of you.
Miss you, too. Turkey dinner now.
Turkey dinner, bud. And give your daughter a big hug and a squeeze for me.
Oh, I'm doing it now.
Oh, great. All right. Hey, one last call, then I gotta run. Hello.
I'm a psychiatrist in town.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to ask you one question.
All right, go ahead.
What are you trying to prove?
What is that supposed to mean?
Are you still trying to show Mother something?
Show Mother what?
Do you still feel you can buy your friends with laughter?
Let me tell you something, Doctor. I don't have to buy my friends with anything. I don't need friends.
Uh-huh.
I shouldn't have friends.
Uh-huh.
It's a prerequisite for this business. You don't go into this business and expect friends. I am a loner. I must be a loner. That's what an artist is.
You don't believe that.
You're damn right I don't believe that. Help me, man. I'm sick.
All right. How long are you in town for, Albert?
I don't know. Maybe forever. I feel catatonic.
All right. Stay there. I'm Dr. Mark Heller. I'll call you right after the show.
Mm. It is after the show.
Oh.
Hold on.
Sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've had a BALL. I thank you all very much. I turn the program back over to numero uno. And listen, if this doctor holding on the phone here is worth his salt, maybe the next time I talk to you, yours truly won't be consumed with hatred.
And rage.
That too. Have a happy, won't you?